I've been watching the skies lately, looking for drones. So far, so good, or so I think. I feel like a hunted refugee now that I slipped back into the USA without stopping at US Customs. Canadians detained me a few days ago for the serious offense of walking into their country to ask them a few questions I couldn't get online or by phone. They made it clear they would ask the questions, not me, and after a lot of theirs, I pretty much knew mine weren't going to get asked, much less answered. After the waterboarding, they realized my smuggling vehicle was safely out of their reach. Back in America, nothing much they could do. Finally, they ran out of forms and further interrogation tactics. Obviously, I wasn't going to talk. "Get out," one of the agents finally said. "Go back home." He handed me my truck keys and said, "Leave the way you came in, on foot." The man with the holstered gun at the car booth opened his bulletproof glass door and commanded I go through U.S. Customs. I smelled a trap. They might be finished with me, but the NSA, frustrated over a futile rendition, certainly wouldn't be. And if the Canadians, usually polite, had been rough with me, what in Orwell's name would the gringos have in store? Like the fugitive song says, "Indiana wants me, Lord, I can't go back there." I cut up to a park restroom, slipped inside, steeled myself, then bootlegged out of there, up through a rhododendron grove, across the petunia beds, and the last open stretch of concrete to my truck. I didn't sprint. Just strolled nonchalantly. Even chatted with a man walking his beagle. Reached the truck, unlocked it, waited a moment for sirens, bubble lights, stormtroopers exiting the rear of the assault trucks, a bullhorn, "Exit the vehicle, Mr. Daddle, with hands in the air. Do it now." Nothing. Sweet nothing. I turned the key, put it in gear, and drove through downtown Blaine and onto the interstate, southbound. I went home, packed a bag. I'm at an undisclosed location as I write this. No cell, no credit card transactions. Far, far away from these post-9/11 goons we've unleashed to protect us. Innocence is an archaic term now. We're all guilty. The real question is, guilty of what? Now that I'm a fugitive, life has become, needless to say, a great deal edgier. To be hunted means sharpening those lazy senses, sniffing the incoming wind, staying hyper-alert. Colton Harris Moore could give seminars once he's released from his federal playpen. He managed to elude the dogs for years without leaving his backyard. I can tell you this from my present location thousands of miles from home. That is no easy feat in post-1984 America, where every phone call is documented and stored, every credit card transaction is accessible, every license plate is tracked on traffic cameras, and most stores have video monitoring. We're wired into the hive, and the folks who weren't traumatized by George Orwell's vision of a future where privacy is a thought crime take it on faith interconnectedness is desirable. What have they got to fear if they got nothing to hide? Put it out there. Facebook, LinkedIn, social databases, grocery store card swipes. Zuckerberg believes in total transparency as the ultimate good. We don't live in post-Orwell as much as we live in post-Zuckerboy. God may be omniscient, but the government and Amazon certainly are. I got plenty to hide, myself included now. If you don't, join a cult. Stay logged into Facebook 24/7. Spill your guts, I don't care. But don't drag the rest of us heathens up to the Kool-Aid stand. Freedom is the right to be left alone, the right not to be tracked, not to be watched or listened to or followed constantly. The recorded voice you hear that sweetly informs you this call may be monitored for your protection is a bald-faced lie. It will be monitored and it won't protect you. Facial recognitions, crowd monitoring, surveillance cameras, NSA phone tracking, GPS locators, all linked up in vast computer servers. You think they're there for your protection? I may be a fugitive now, but hey, wake up. You'll be one soon. A state that takes your privacy doesn't trust you. And I've learned never to trust anyone or anything that doesn't trust me. They're the ones with something to hide.